Today on Introductions, we'll hear the members of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians from a concert at historic Gons Hall at Roosevelt University in the Auditorium Building in downtown Chicago. The Academy's junior and senior chamber orchestras will perform music by Mozart, by recent Music Institute alum Ben Fried, Dvorak, and more after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we'll hear both orchestras of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians in a fantastic concert recorded in historic Rudolf Gons Hall at Roosevelt University in downtown Chicago this past May. We regularly hear individual students and smaller chamber groups from the Academy on this program, and now we'll hear them all together, including in part of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 14, featuring 13-year-old Ryan Janik Huang, Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, and more. But first, I asked one of the conductors for this hour to tell us more about the Music Institute of Chicago.
Hi, this is Jim Sedepin. I am the director of the Academy at the Music Institute of Chicago. The Music Institute of Chicago is a venerable institution which has been going for 81 years now. It is one of the three largest community music schools in the country. We have something like 3,000 music students who come to the Music Institute's various campuses to take their private lessons. And we have a part of the Music Institute which is called the Academy. This is for a very select group of young musicians who know, even at an early age, that they want to be performers. Imagine a program that gave you everything you needed to become an outstanding performer and also make you aware of the larger world of classical music. That's what the Academy is. We meet every Saturday from September through May up at Ravinia at the Steens Institute. And we give them the kind of curriculum that I wish I had had when I was 12 or 13 years old. Not only private lessons and wonderful chamber music program, but string orchestra, music theory, and history. We bring in master teachers from all over the world to coach them and other people involved in the world of music to tell them about the larger world. And we also give them many, many performance opportunities, not only within the Music Institute of Chicago, but also in the larger community. And they do this every week. It is just the ideal program for a young performer who wants to be a performer and to give them all the tools they need to get into the very best music schools when they graduate, which indeed they have.
The Music Institute of Chicago's Academy Strings now, in the third movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 14 in E-flat major, Caracol No. 449, featuring 13-year-old pianist Ryan Janik Huang. He was one of the winners of the Academy's 2011 concerto competition. Jim Sedepin is conducting from Gons Hall. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
13-year-old pianist Ryan Janik Huang in the third movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 14 in E-flat major, Curriculum No. 449, with the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy Strings director Jim Sedepin conducting. We'll continue now from Gons Hall with the Academy Strings in a piece called Rambunctious Rabbit by recent Music Institute Academy alum Ben Fried, who has also performed solo cello on this program. He's going into his second year at the Eastman School of Music, and this premiere marks his debut as an orchestral composer. This is Introductions. ¶¶ piece called Rambunctious Rabbit, composed by a recent alum of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy program, Benjamin Fried. Jim Sedepen is conducting the Academy strings, the younger of two orchestras of the Music Institute's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. This is music from their spring concert at Gons Hall in downtown Chicago. They continue now with the Andante Festivo by Jean Sibelius. Andante Festivo by Jean Sibelius, performed by the Academy Strings of the Music Institute of Chicago. A bit later in this program, we'll hear the Senior Academy Chamber Orchestra of the Institute in Dvorak's Serenade for Strings and a piece for solo violin by Michael McLean. But first, the Junior Academy Strings end their portion of this concert from Gons Hall with the fourth movement of Haydn's Symphony No. 88. This is an arrangement by Merle J. Isaac here on Introductions. ¶¶ The fourth movement of Haydn's Symphony No. 88, an arrangement by Merle J. Isaac, performed by the Academy Strings of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. You can listen to this or any other edition of Introductions on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can submit an audition to perform on this program. And we love your comments. Send them to introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Let's take a short break. When we return, we'll hear the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy Chamber Orchestra, the Senior Orchestra, in Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, Opus 22, and more. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we bring you part of a spring concert featuring the orchestras of the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. The concert was recorded in the historic Rudolph Ganz Hall at Roosevelt University in downtown Chicago this past May. The Academy is a very selective program for students who have already decided at a young age to try for a career in classical music. They meet every Saturday at Ravinia's Steens Institute for a full day of theory and master classes, rehearsals, and other enrichment programs, and that's all in addition to their weekly private lessons. We just heard the Academy Strings, which include the younger members of the Academy, and we'll hear now the Academy Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Roland Vamos, which features the older students of the Academy. Here they are now in the Fire Movement from Michael McLean's Elements for Violin and String Orchestra, featuring one of the winners of the 2011 Academy Concerto Competition, violinist Zachary Spontak, originally from Fairbanks, Alaska, who is entering the Cleveland Institute of Music next month. This is Introductions. Thank you. music by composer Michael McLean. We heard the Fire Movement from his Elements for Violin and String Orchestra, featuring Academy Concerto Competition winner Zachary Spontak. Roland Vamos conducting the Music Institute of Chicago Academy Chamber Orchestra from Gons Hall in Chicago. This was recorded live in May of this year. And they'll end now with Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, Opus 22. We'll hear the first, second, and fifth movements. That's all we have time for in this hour, but they actually performed the whole thing at their concert in Gons Hall. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, Opus 22. The Music Institute of Chicago Academy Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Roland Vamos. We only had time to hear the first, second, and fifth movements, but they performed the whole thing at their May concert at Gons Hall in downtown Chicago. You can listen to this or any other program again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. And learn more about the Music Institute of Chicago by visiting their website, musicinst.org. That's musicinst.org. We welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer in Gons Hall was Eric Arunis, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. Jim Sedepen is the director of the Music Institute Academy, and special thanks today also to Sue Polutnik. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.